This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and every Monday at this time we check in with our Odyssey sports director Jeff Hathorn. You can see Jeff on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also our KDK Radio YouTube page. And you might say this is the convergence of a lot of great things in sports. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, September, it's when it all comes together. Basically, every sport has some kind of touch in September. Basketball may be a little bit off, but you know they're getting some workouts in.
Well, that certainly includes the Pittsburgh Penguins. They'll be in camp later in September. You've got high school football underway with five big games that we carried. By the way, our game of the week Friday night is going to be Central Catholic and Pine Richland at CMU. And then you've got college football. Boy, this is highly anticipated. A lot of the early games are the games you anticipate. You see WVU's hosting Robert Morris. You've got Pitt hosting Duquesne 86 years after they last played on the gridiron. And, of course, Penn State gets their season underway, so a lot going on. And tomorrow's big NFL cutdown day. But before we get to that, I heard you on the Pirates pregame and post yesterday. Another outstanding performance by Paul Skeens, and we got a little flavor of Bubba Chandler over the weekend.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, listen, Colorado's, they stink. But you still have to take care of business.
They took care of business. When the Pirates played in Colorado last time, it was the exact reverse.
Right. And when the White Sox were here, they got throttled by the White Sox. So even if it's a bad team, you still have to take care of business. This time they took care of business. You saw home runs. I mean, it was. You saw more of the great pitching, even to another level, with some of your young guys that you're really counting on in the future, and some extra base hits. I mean, how much easier it is to score runs when you get extra base hits. And that's what the Pirates did over the weekend. And Skeens, it's amazing. Seven innings, seven shutout innings, three hits, seven strikeouts. And it's kind of like,
No walks. Nice. That's pretty remarkable.
He's that good.
And how about?
And he was asked quickly after about Cy Young. And he's like, yeah, I mean, maybe I've thought about it a little bit.
He's been so cool. What a cool customer. And how about the Pirates have the most shutouts in Major League Baseball with 16. The next nearest team is the Tigers, who have been doing really well this year overall, with 14. What does that tell you? You don't have to be an expert like you to know. That means the Pirates' pitching has been really, really good.
And I think to a lot of fans, it's like, get some bats. This team had some bats. had some more offense, where would it be? And that's going to be such a huge story this offseason. But yeah, the young pitching. And I like, Larry, what they're doing is, with the exception of Skeens and Keller, they're saying, okay, week to week, you have a good start, maybe you'll start next week. You have a bad one, you're in the bullpen. So put the pressure on these young guys. I actually love that philosophy of putting that kind of heat on them, saying, you guys want to start in the majors, you have a bad start, you're going to the bullpen. You have a good one, you got a chance to start.
All right, let's turn the page. Tomorrow, the Steelers must make their cuts like every other team in the NFL. This is the new way. They used to do it in segments, in stages, but now it's a big cut day. They have to get down to the mandatory 53. The big question for the Steelers is, who gets bumped from the quarterback room?
Yeah, I thought you were going Mandalorian there for a second. This is the way. It is. It used to be where you cut down to 75 and then down to 53, and now you do it all in one bulk. I mean, listen, the one that always gets attention is the quarterback position. Skylar Thompson's been really good, but you don't keep four. And how bad is Will Howard's injury? Does he go on IR? I mean, that is a huge question. Beanie Bishop is someone who made plays as a rookie last year, undrafted, had a handful of interceptions. He may not make the team. I mean, there's a few areas like that. DeMarvin Leal, someone they had a lot of hopes for, they may not have a position for him. So there are some question marks as they enter into the season. They already made some of the cuts. They got down to 79, but they have some hard ones coming here over the next few hours, and they'll practice today and be, I guess, one last chance for somebody to say, hey, I'm worthy, or at least put me on a practice squad. I'll help you in the future.
Yeah, explain how that works, Jeff, with the practice squad, and if you are put on an injury list at this stage.
So there are two types of injuries. There's the out for the season, which, like, Dean Lowry is already on that list. That's unlimited. For short term, that then you could be out for a short period of time, but you're limited to only 8 of those per year. So if you put Will Howard on one, you're burning one for a quarterback who probably won't play a snap for you. So that's part of the equation here. You have to decide, all right, do I want to burn this? Because what if one of my starters gets hurt, or a number of starters, and I don't have that designation, and I have to keep them on the active roster because I used it on a quarterback. And then after the 4 o'clock deadline, you'll see them quickly sign guys to the practice squad, and you'll see some of the faces that we've seen that were released. And then there's always some new faces, some guys that they've always liked that get cut by other teams. And if you're on the practice squad, you can be grabbed by any other team as long as they add you to the active roster. So if you put Will Howard on the practice squad, another team says, you know what, I'm going to take him, and he's gone, as long as he remains on the active roster of that other team.
There are a lot of people that feel, or had felt prior to his injury, that he was showing a lot of positive signs. So, all right, Nostradamus, what happens with the Steelers quarterback room?
Will Howard stays, even though he's still not throwing, he becomes the third string quarterback and Skylar Thompson's released. I mean, it's great what he's done. He's taken advantage of an opportunity, but I don't think they're going to short-term IR him, and they're not going to expose him to the practice squad and some other team. And, you know, maybe you hope that Skylar doesn't get picked up by somebody else, and if you have an emergency, you call him.
I think probably Skylar Thompson's played himself onto somebody's roster, maybe, because he played that well.
Yeah. And Larry, I'll tell you, I mean, before Will Howard got hurt, he got no reps, like no team reps at all. And Howard goes down, he steps in and just starts slinging it. And you could tell he was kind of playing with house money, if you will. He was just out there. He was loose. He was throwing, and he looked really good. But a reminder, these are preseason numbers, and the guys he was playing against probably aren't going to be in the league. So that always needs to be factored in. That's no disrespect to what he did. But you remember a couple of years ago, they had an outside linebacker named Quincy Roche, who had all kinds of sacks in the preseason. That was great. That didn't translate. because it was the preseason. I mean, there are stories like that all the time. For all the ones that you see every once in a while, like a Willie Parker, that it works, there are five to that one of guys that have great preseasons and never amount in the NFL.
Jeff, do you have a few more minutes? I know you're heading down the south side here in a little while. I want to talk to you about college football. Next, we'll ask you about the local Big Three. We're with Jeff Hathorn on the Big K Morning Show from our conversation with our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. We talked about the Bucs, talked about the Steelers, the cutdown day, and now college football kicks off. Saturday, you've got Pitt hosting the Duquesne Dukes, first time in 86 years on the gridiron. That's a noon kickoff. Then WVU hosts Robert Morris at 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And then Penn State hosting Nevada at 3:30. A lot of excitement, obviously, for the college football season to get underway. And Jeff, it's interesting. This is the only weekend of the year where you really have the National Football League, whether it was planned this way or not, to give college football the marquee.
Yeah, I don't know if it was planned to give it. I think it was like, hey, let's run our season even farther back. but I'll take it. I like it. And look, these games are like a round robin. West Virginia plays Robert Morris. Pitt plays Duquesne. Duquesne will play Robert Morris. Pitt will play West Virginia. If we could just get Penn State into this mix, how awesome would that be? Let me tell you this. You know Jerry Schmidt. He's a really good football coach. He's done some good things at Duquesne. It doesn't mean that Pitt shouldn't win and probably win easily, but Duquesne's lines are normally pretty solid. Their offense and defensive lines. Pitt's linebackers are far and away probably the best in the country, let alone in this game. But it'll be interesting up front, because Duquesne's not going to back down. And, you know, for a lot of those kids that maybe wanted to play at Pitt or never got an offer by Pitt, they're going to be a little fired up playing for the Dukes on Saturday.
That said, you were at the Pitt kickoff luncheon on Friday, as we were. Doran Dickerson did a great job as the keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. They announced the team captains. One of them, speaking of linebackers, is a junior, and that's Kyle Lewis, who's getting on all kind of preseason polls. On paper, what do you think of the 2025 Pitt Panthers?
Yeah, I like them. I mean, I think 9 wins are in the realm for them this year. It's going to cut. Let's start defensively. I think their defensive line is going to be better. Their linebackers, as I mentioned, are outstanding. When you have all that pressure in the front 7, that should make your secondary, even with some youth back there or inexperience or guys at least haven't started a ton of games, that should help them out. But I think there's a lot of talent in that secondary. Defensively, I have no worries. In fact, they're going to set up the offense. The offense has a second year under Cade Bell. They understand it better. They're in better condition for it. The thing for me are two things. Can Pitt run the ball when they have to? And can they get big plays from their wide receivers? Last year, they had 29 passing touchdowns. 25 of them came in the red zone. They need to find some splash from their wide receivers, not just Desmond Reed. They need to find splash from their wide receivers. And they need to be able, other than Desmond, to find someone else, you know, whether that's Jewell's Goff or whomever, to be able to run the football to help out what they really want to do and be a more balanced offense. I think people think Cade Bell is all about throwing. They want to be balanced. If they could do that, I think they can have a special year.
And what about Penn State, ranked third already, preseason polls? Obviously, there's always a big expectation. And Ohio State, are they still the team to beat?
I think Penn State's the best team in the Big Ten and might be the best team in the country. Their talent is there. They're one of the few teams with a returning experienced quarterback. Someone that hasn't transferred, that's been in the system, that knows the guys, that's been in big games. This is a team that nearly got to the national championship game last year. This is the time for Penn State. They've got great talent. Like I said, the experience at the quarterback position. They have some playmakers at running back. I think this is their year. I mean, the last 2 years, a different Big Ten team has won it. I think Penn State's in pole position to be national champions this year.
If they don't make it to the championship, is James Franklin on the bubble?
It's funny because, you know, Ryan Day at Ohio State was threatening they were going to fire him because he didn't win enough. I think Franklin, I don't know about fired if you don't win a national championship. It would have to depend on the circumstances. Do they have a lot of injuries? But if they lose a game, especially early in the playoffs, that they should win, yeah, there'll be a lot of heat. I don't know about fired, but the heat will be turned up even more on Franklin, who seems to be right on the edge of that seat because he hasn't been able to beat Michigan, Ohio State. He will have Oregon at home and go on the road at Ohio State. You win those two games, I think that seat cools off for Franklin, even if they were not to make it to the national title game.
Well, here we go. College football is upon us, and Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn, I'll see you over on the south side, and we'll get things underway with Coach Narduzzi and the first press conference of the season.
Here we go. Here we go.
And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. We'll check in with Marty in just a few minutes, see what he's working on today. Meanwhile, with the first day of school for so many, including Pittsburgh Public Schools, we had a conversation with AAA's James Garrity, who's their public information officer, about school bus safety, things drivers need to know. And Paul Rasmussen brought up some really important information.
Almost 11,000 drivers were cited for illegally passing school buses in the last year in the city of Pittsburgh. 11,000.
James Garrity, AAA, former colleague of ours. You've done a great job with AAA as the Director of Public Affairs with AAA East Central. So this is a good opportunity to remind drivers what the rules are when it comes to school bus safety.
Yeah, because like you said, starting this week, depending on where you live, your commute could start changing a little bit, which is why, you know, it's crucial that if your commute does involve school buses, you got to give yourself a little bit of extra time, right? If you give yourself a little extra time and school buses start slowing you down, that doesn't make you tempted to do dangerous things like you just mentioned, that you can get cited for or potentially hurt a kid. If a school bus is slowing you down and you gave yourself 10 or 20 extra minutes out the door, no problem, right? It's just now you have that time to sit. But if you're running late to work, then you are more tempted to do things like try to get around the school bus, which is unsafe, or try to, you know, speed to beat the school bus at a red light or whatever it might be.
And what people also need to know is they've improved camera technology to detect drivers who do. So even if the driver of the school bus, him or herself, can't get your license plate number, gotcha in many cases with these new camera fixtures.
Look, those stop signs and the arms that go out, they are not decorations on the bus. They are there for a reason. And you're breaking the law when you go past them. And the reason they're there is to keep kids safe. That means there are kids somewhere around that school bus, and you gotta give them space. There's no job in the world that is more worth it than potentially keeping a kid alive.
James, what do you have for us in terms of some of the statistics about school safety around buses in particular?
You know, Paul, unfortunately, when you look at the leading causes of death for children, traffic crashes remain among the top causes, right? And that's something that is consistent year after year. And back to school, especially towards the beginning of back to school, seems to be where you do have a little bit of those growing pains that happen every single year. So it's not just on the drivers. It's also partly on the parents that you need to be, you know, especially in these walking school districts or more congested areas where there's more cars. Kids are known to run out from between parked cars and, you know, make sudden movements when and not think twice about traffic safety. It's kind of up to parents to make sure that they're setting all the right examples, making sure the kids aren't distracted walking, making sure that they're paying attention to the school safety patrol, the AAA safety patrollers, or to the crossing guards who are great people out there who are getting ready to get out and do their thing. It's kind of on all of us to make sure we keep the kids safe.
So in Pennsylvania, as you know, Jim, drivers must stop at least 10 feet away from a stop school bus with flashing red lights and an extended stop arm. And the rule applies to whether the bus is on your side of the road or the other. The only exception is a divided highway. And that said, to your point about the kids, you can't predict kids' behavior, especially early in the school year. There's excitement. They get off the bus. They start running. This is why this is so important. And failure to stop for a school bus is a $250 fine, a 60-day driver's license suspension potentially, and 5 points added to your record. It's a stiff penalty.
Right. And even worse, you could be stuck with having caused a crash or an injury or worse that was completely preventable the whole time. And another part of the conversation is for anyone who has kids who are driving to school, you know, your teenagers, make sure you're talking to them about, you know, and being honest and open with them and, you know, non-confrontational, non-judgmental, saying, hey, your risk factors are higher. And I just want to make sure we're doing whatever we have to do to keep you safe. You know, teen drivers face a lot of additional risk factors that other drivers don't. Main among them, distraction, the cell phones, the things that are built into the car, and each other. So the conversation with teenagers needs to be happening sooner than later. And a part of that conversation has to be, what are you going to do either as the driver or as the passenger in the car to be in action against distraction? You know, if you see it, call it out. If you know you're doing it, do what you have to do to get ahead of it. Put your cell phone in the trunk, whatever it has to be. Because, these teen drivers, they don't have the same level of experience as older drivers, and that makes them unfortunately more prone to crashes. We're in the middle of the 100 deadliest days for them right now.
You know, Jim, I just found this statistic. I think you'll find it interesting. Approximately 132,000 people were injured in school bus accidents between 2013 and 2022, many occurring when children are, as you say, entering or exiting the bus, and over 14 million violations of people passing stop buses are reported annually. 14 million.
I've seen it. I mean, I'm sure we all have. We've all seen it. It's just anecdotally driving. Well, I don't know about you guys. You go in pretty early. But, you know, I feel like I've seen it too often. And it boggles your mind. It's like, how do you, you know, what compels you to go past one of those little stop signs? I think a lot of the time, though, it does come down to people who are running late, who are stressed out, who aren't thinking clearly, and who are willing to take chances that they shouldn't.
That's it, right there in a nutshell. James Garrity with AAA, appreciate your time. James, as always, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
And as a footnote, Pittsburgh Public Schools are employing artificial intelligence cameras on the school buses that are capable of getting your license plate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.